The following program is furnished by Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 everybody. It's a rainy and a crazy Thursday, but you know what? That's all right, because it's great to be here with you on the radio, and hopefully you're not caught in traffic, but maybe you are, and maybe we'll be able to entertain you a little bit and talk about some really fabulous things that we have going on. Today's show is just jam-packed with things that are happening down at the Waterfire site tomorrow, and we'll be talking to my boss and the creator of water, Barnaby Evans, about a wonderful celebration, and it's a ceremony on Bastille Day, July 14th, honoring three Rhode Island World War II veterans for their service in liberating France. And I have an incredible co-host with me, a wonderful friend. Her name's Heather Oberg. She is from the VA Medical Center here in Providence, Rhode Island, doing incredible things all the time. So we're going to be talking a little bit about our salute to veterans, which we have been deep in planning for, which will be happening on November 4th to kick off that whole week. But also, they have an incredible, wonderful event happening next week. And so, Heather, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And I'm just, you know, what a week. It just, you know, Bastille Day, World War II veterans. We sometimes, you know, we think that they're all gone and we forget. And I am so excited that we get to, like, bridge this gap. And Barnaby's going to be speaking to us about this a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And then you can tell us everything that we're doing about with the VA Medical Center. And then we can talk a little bit about our Salute to Veterans coming up on November 4th, because we have a lot of participation. We still need a lot of support, but we can give people little hinters, right?
Yes.
And as to what is going to happen.
Yes.
All right. So I'm wondering, is Barnaby on the line? Mr. Barnaby Evans, creator of Waterfire, are you there?
Waterfire, I answered all kinds of names. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Barnaby. Thank you so much for taking your time out. We've got such a busy week, or a couple of weeks in front of us, but I'm so excited, and I wanted you to be able to tell people about this major event happening tomorrow in Memorial Park and in honoring our Bastille Day and our Rhode Island World War II veterans.
Well, I'm delighted to do that. And this is, of course, right at the Rhode Island World War II Memorial, which is there on South Main Street, basically on a line between Hemingway's and Parkside Restaurant, two of our longtime partners. And this is a memorial that members of the community have been working on for a long time to get built. And it's been there about 7 or 8 years now. And we've been honored to included in Waterfire, so that as people come to Waterfire, they remember our veterans, along with the Rhode Island Holocaust Memorial and the World War Memorial and the Korean War Memorial.
Yeah.
So the special thing is, Friday is Bastille Day.
Mm-hmm. July 14th.
Absolutely. And for about 4 or 5 years now, Waterfire has been trying to do special things with Bastille Day. I had went over to Paris and were gradually exploring the idea of maybe bringing Waterfire to Paris, but there's a long, long historic connection between France and Rhode Island going all the way back before the Revolution, but the big significant thing happened in the American Revolution when Benjamin Franklin convinced the French to come help the American effort to gain our freedom and independence from the Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And General Rochambeau came over, and Lafayette as well. And they actually landed in Newport, the troops, and then came up to Providence and spent a year training and actually getting well from the voyage and arming and being prepared for the march from Providence all the way down to Yorktown, 680 miles away.
Wow.
And when they finally engaged the British troops at the Battle of Yorktown, That was the decisive battle that allowed America to become America. This is a forged friendship going all the way back to the American Revolution, where the United States simply would not have been here if the French hadn't come in, in a strong way. And it not only is it the American foundational story, but it's a Rhode Island story. So we have, Camp Street and Rochambeau Street are at right angles to each other, and that's because that was where Rochambeau's camp was in Providence. And all those troops were bivouacked there and eventually trained and got better. And it's just a long time, fascinating partnership.
Well, it's funny because, I'm looking at Heather right now. We're like, who knew? Rochambeau and Camp Street,
Exactly. That's why they're called that. And, often street names have an importance, but that's exactly why they're called that. And that's also this beginning of an amazing friendship between the country of France and the country of America. And if you remember, we've both chosen to have our flags be red, white, and blue. They're both nations devoted to freedom and liberty and these concepts. And there's an association called the Society of the Cincinnati, which is the descendants of soldiers who had served under both French leadership and American leadership during the Revolution. So there are all these interconnections back and forth.
And so the wonderful thing, again, is I remember last year we had this great celebration on the Basin stage. And this year, again, we're doing it at the World War II Memorial on Friday, again.
Yes, well, that's right. Last year we had Ernie Corvese join us.
Yes.
And this is following up on an offer that the Republic of France made about 10 years ago, where they felt that, I was talking about the foundational nature of the American nation being founded by the French coming to help us. And the Republic of France wanted to recognize how, in reverse, in both World War I and in World War II, American soldiers came back to France and liberated their country so that the republic we have now today owes a tremendous amount to its existence to the Allies and among them the American troops. And so what we're doing on this coming Friday, Bastille Day, July
Tomorrow.
14th,
right?
At 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
We will be working with the Consul General, Valerie Frélon, and with the Honorary Consul, Rhode Island Consul to France, which is Roger Beegin.
Yes.
And we will be inducting three World War II veterans who fought to liberate France into the French Legion of Honor, where they will be it's a knighthood with the nation of France, recognizing with great gratitude the importance of the service that these men did. And I want to give you their names. The first is there an alphabetical order? First Lieutenant John J. Dunnigan, mm-hmm. and he was in the Army Air Force and enlisted in 1941 and spent a lot of time in operations over France and was cited many, many times for his heroism. As well as for his courage, coolness, and skill.
Nice.
And then another one is Technician Raymond Gillis, mm-hmm. who currently was born in Newport and still lives in Newport. And he was with the Army. He started in 1942 at the 965th Field Artillery Battery C and was working at a forward observation post in the Ardennes, working with the communications and the telephone linesmen in order for those advance observers to be able to work with George Patton during that war. And
wow.
He's the recipient of the American Service Medal, the Bronze Star Medal, the EAME Service Medal, and the Good Conduct Medal. And he will be earning, or he already had earned, but he'll be inducted as a Chevalier, is the French name for a knight, into the Legion of Honor. And the third one is Private Leo Giroux. And Private Leroux, at age 19, was an amphibious engineer in Company A-48th Engineering Combat Battalion. And he was a native of Lowell, Massachusetts, and worked on the beaches and bridges and all the sort of incredible stuff that engineers, and particularly amphibious engineers, do to risk their lives supporting the troops so that they can be effective in battle. And we've got some on our website on WaterFire, and I'll get the exact address. We've got pictures both of Private Hiru and also of John Dunnigan, which are fun to see, both of them in uniform during the war. But the Leo Hiru story is great because he met his wife there and moved to France for a long time and lived in Avignon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such an honor to have them join us. And there's lots more going on. I didn't know whether you had a break you had to take, but
we don't have a break yet because I guess one of the things that I want to ask before, if we have a break that we have to take, will you come back and be with us
and
do the run of show? But how does one get appointed to this position? Is it you, Barnaby, that are writing? Are you writing to the Consul of France, or is it Roger Beegin, or how does this happen?
Well, there is absolutely a way to do it, and what one does is here's the terms and conditions. They are looking for any veteran, and we're happy to help assist with this process. If they wanted to write us at at Barnaby@waterfire.org, we would talk further about that. But it takes about a year, and the three veterans we have joining us for Bastille Day this Friday, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, are age 96, 97, and 99.
Wow.
And, of course, they would be welcome to continue to do that. But that in itself is a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah.
And the basically, this is a very high honor, and the Grand Chancellery in Paris researches their war records and makes the decision. And I know we were pleased to, we've been pleased to be our part in it, is we felt it such an important honor. We wanted to use the Bastille Day occasion to celebrate these men as part of our ongoing effort to look at veterans and the entire range of all the people in our community who make our community so strong, from teachers to veterans and everyone in between.
Well, and I know that we do that all the time at WaterFire, and I've got my friend Heather Oberg here from the VA Medical Center, the Providence VA Medical Center, who you know.
Absolutely.
So she's been smiling, and it's so nice to be able to do something that I believe, again, brings the community together and reminds us. I mean, we do it at WaterFire all the time with the World War One monument and World War Two monument, and now the Holocaust Memorial. But it's wonderful to see everything kind of come together, don't you think?
Well, it is. And we should give a little more detail about the event, because I'd love people to come join us.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to take a break in a minute. Barnaby, can you hold on for one moment?
For sure.
Because people would love to hear the lay of show, essentially. And we're going to have to take a break. Everyone, you are listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790 with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and my co-host, Heather Oberg from the VA Providence Medical Center. And we are talking to Barnaby Evans about a really beautiful event happening tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And we are celebrating Bastille Day and three World War II Memorial veterans. And so excited. When we come back, we're going to give you the lowdown and the layout of what's going to be happening. So don't change the dial, because you might want to be there. Actually, you do want to be there. Again, you're listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hi, coming up 4 northbound. Pretty busy from Frenchtown Road all the way up to 95 right now. Heavy going when you get on 95 up to about 295. Slows down again as you go by 37. Stays busy all the way up past the Vets. 95 southbound picking up as you leave the S-curves. Stays busy through downtown all the way down past 10 in Cranston. That slows you down coming in on 195 westbound. You're busy from Taunton Ave all the way into the split. I'm Rich Tita with your Right Now traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
If you're looking for plumbing, heating, and drainage solutions, it's safe to say you need them right now. Well, don't waste any more time. Seekonk Supply has you covered. For over 50 years, Seekonk Supply has been the trusted source for plumbers, general contractors, and excavators. With a knowledgeable staff and prompt delivery, Seekonk Supply gets the job done right. Locations in Rehoboth, Providence, North Attleboro, and Bridgewater. Check them out at SeekonkSupply.com. Seekonk Supply, never standing still, always on the move.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them with its powerful technology. ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Last time you had a chat with your daughter, what did you talk about? Clothes, her friends? Well, here's something else I'm discussing with my daughters. The connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of women each year. And if you're African American, you may be at higher risk, but it can be prevented through screening. Talk to your doctor about HPV and cervical cancer and visit MakeTheConnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and the Step Up Women's Network.
You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790 Talk of Business. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get right back to it with our host, Bronwyn Denenfelsen.
And hello, 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 and here we are. We're back again, and we have been speaking with my boss, the creator of Waterfire, the executive artistic director of Waterfire, about a really important and celebratory event happening tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. in honor of three of our World War II veterans. And Barnaby, I'm going to put it back on you because you are so much more eloquent than I am when it comes to speaking about this. And we want to talk about
it's just we all share our deep commitment to this, and both to making the memorials in Memorial Park be a place of memory and a place of honor, but also to the making the individual observances that happen there to be a special event. So tomorrow at 6, which is in the afternoon, it's light. We're not lighting torches. We're not lighting water fire. This is we're doing it in the afternoon. And also it looks like the weather is going to have cleared by then, but our rain date will be right outside Hemingway's in that covered portico. So I shouldn't say rain date, our rain site. Same time, 6 o'clock this Friday.
So right off of South Main Street, correct?
Yeah, it's right on South Main, yep. Basically, the restaurant there on Hemingway's is a good landmark there. And we've got a bunch of things happening. So starting at 6, we have, as I mentioned, the French Consul General, Valerie Fraylon, and the Rhode Island Honorary Consul, Roger Beecham. But we also have Rose Weaver joining us.
Oh,
and
she's
Rose
wonderful,
Weaver
isn't
is always
she?
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And she has sung in Paris. She's been singing, she's sung all over the world, but I know she's recently been singing in Paris. And she's going to sing the Star-Spangled Banner as we open up, as well as La Marseillaise, which is the French national anthem.
I've heard her sing that at Pas de Fer, Bonnaby.
I have,
when she does this great kind of show, and Bob Burke does what he always does best, and puts on this incredible food and wine expedition. I've heard her sing that, and it's so impressive.
Well, it is, and in fact, it's funny that you mentioned Bob Burke and Pas de Fer, because Bob Burke will also be there, and he is going to be sabering a bottle of champagne in honor of Mr. Donegan and Mr. Gillis and Mr. Heroux.
And that's always fun to see, isn't it?
That's always fun to see. That's one of these things where it's a Napoleonic cavalry tradition, where they take their cavalry sword and they were so impatient to get to the celebratory burst of champagne that they'd use their sword to slice right through the glass bottle of the champagne to release the champagne faster. And Bob's going to do that for them, for a toast to them.
Nice.
And also, absolutely worth coming to see, the U.S. Coast Guard's award-winning brass quintet is going to be there playing ceremonial music, and after this event, they're going to play a full concert. So a full free concert in Memorial Park for everyone to come to. We'll have chairs set up, and you'll be able to see a pretty amazing combination of both an honoring ceremony. We'll be laying two wreaths, one from the nation of France and one from the nation of the United States, at the World War II Memorial. And it's a chance to see those memorials used on Bastille Day to actually both memorialize those whom we've lost, but honor the three people who've fought very bravely in that battle and who we're eager to include among ourselves here in Rhode Island.
Barnaby, do we have a timeline specifically for the free concert that's happening after the celebration? And
well, the ceremonial induction will happen at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And we think we have very few politicians lined up to talk, so we think it'll be music and ceremony. And it's not a long ceremony, and then they'll play a little bit for a break, and then the concert will probably start around 6:15, 6:20, something like that. But I would come for 6 o'clock so that you can get a good seat and hear the concert. First of all, the brass quintet itself is a wonderful sound, and the U.S. Coast Guard brass quintet is much, much respected. In fact, at least one of the players plays for the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Now, because I've got Heather Oberg with me from the VA. Heather, how much work do you do with World War II veterans and celebrating? Because I know you've got events happening all of the time.
We've done a myriad of different events. A few years ago, let's say like maybe 7 years ago, we did a POW MIA group. A POW group, and we did a ceremony for them out in the front where we have, where currently there's construction, but there's a beautiful memory garden where people can buy bricks of their loved ones, and they're put into this garden, and it has stones from all the branches of the military, and we did a wreath laying there, and there were 11 POW World War II veterans, and they were amazing. They gave speeches. I mean, they were in the most phenomenal condition. They're in better condition than I am, and I'm, you know, in my late 30s. So, they're just an amazing group of people. You know, you walk around the hospital, and you see what's nice about working at the VA is they all wear their hats, and you know what war they're from or where they're from. And so you get to see, and the World War II veterans, they are spunky, and they are full of life, and they're just awesome. They're awesome to deal with.
Barnaby, will any of them be speaking at this program?
They have the opportunity to say a few words, and we will have a microphone for that. But they also, I found this to be characteristic of almost all the veterans, is they will be among the first to tell you that they are a little uncomfortable being singled out by themselves, because they feel so much comradeship and so much respect for the rest of the people that they fought with, that there's a reticence for them to want to talk specifically about what they did. So we'll leave it to them. Usually they have a simple thank you. Then again, many of them have many tales to tell. So
we could capture all of those tales? Has anybody done that, Barnaby? You're one of the biggest bibliophiles I know. Has anybody really captured, or Heather, do you know this?
Oh, yeah, no, this is a big project. You know, the oral history projects have been doing this, and they've been encouraging people to talk to our veterans. I mean, we have the Vietnam War, the Korean War, World War II. There are still, in fact, we are filming an interview with some World War II veterans right now here at the Waterfire Arts Center. We've got the cameras rolling and doing an interview with that. All of that will be posted. And I should mention that on the Waterfire website, and I'll get the exact address, we have pictures and more information about the biographies of these three soldiers.
I already looked them up. They look really good.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we've got 2 minutes, Barnaby. So in that 2 minutes, can you find out what that exact website is? Because what a joy to learn who these men are and then to be able to show up tomorrow and to be there. Mm-hmm. Listen to Rose Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Watch Bob Burke do what he does, mm-hmm. you know, because he always does it with pizzazz and style. And for anybody who doesn't know what sabering a champagne bottle is, he's taking a sword to the top of a champagne bottle and it's popping off the cork, right, Barnaby?
Well, he's cutting right through the glass, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I should mention that another traditional thing that we've done with Bob Burke, and which he does every Bastille Day, is he has a big banquet, which is, you know, you can make a reservation and go there. And I'm sure if you called Pot au Feu restaurant, I know each Bastille Day he has a big ceremony with singers and great dinner. There's always fantastic food at Pot au Feu. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that on this particular occasion there will be plenty of good wine as well.
Well, then what's better than that, Barnaby,
what's
right?
Better than that. And if you called Pot au Feu, there is a, you know, you can see if there's still room in that dinner and what it would cost. And it's a great way to mark a friendship between two nations, both of which really were forged at about the same time and with support from each other.
Yeah.
A fascinating story, and a Rhode Island story, and a story that we all should remain proud of, and we should continue to be grateful and respectful for the very real sacrifices that so many soldiers have made on our behalf.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, I think that if we could move Waterfire over to Paris, as you were saying, and bring some light into a place that's had, you know, our world has been in a difficult situation recently, but I wouldn't that be lovely to bridge that
Paris
gap?
Paris is the city of light, and it's... And it's actually, right now, our president is over there for Bastille Day himself with the new President Macron. And it was the new President Macron who signed the paperwork for these official knighthoods.
Wow.
So it's all connected.
It's all connected. Barnaby, thank you. I know that you are so busy and planning everything and getting everything together. Thanks for taking the time out to explain not only the history of what we're going to be celebrating tomorrow, but the celebration tomorrow. And I think if people can come out and see it, what an honor for all of us.
I'm going to text you that exact address on the website so that you can pass that on in a moment, okay?
Yeah, please text it to me, and I'll make sure that Heather and I say it, and Heather and I are going to come back, and we're going to be talking about more veterans activities that are happening here.
You know, another thing to mention is we're looking for canoeists to join us for July 22nd. We're going to be celebrating the improvement in water quality. So get on the website to find out about that, too.
You know, we'll talk about that as well. We've got lots to talk about. And if you want to call back in and you've got more that you'd like to add into the conversation, you are always welcome, sir.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Barnaby. Everybody, you are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. A big thank you to National Grid, who is our underwriting sponsor, and we'll be right back.
This is Alan Albigari with Automated Business Solutions. Do you and your team spend hours and hours sorting through documents and then later digging through those piles and files? Our team can give you real solutions that will stop this wasted time and wasted effort. We help businesses throughout Southern New England with print and technology solutions that work. Visit us online at absne.com. Let us show you what we can do for your business.
Start your day off right by stopping at Little Falls Bakery and Cafe for a delicious fresh muffin, scone, croissant, or bagel. And try their 100-calorie low-carb bagels today. Warm up with a cup of one of their many varieties of coffees, teas, cappuccinos, and lattes. Little Falls Bakery and Cafe is a great place to enjoy lunch, especially with their healthy sandwiches, hot soups, and a slice of their incredible New York-style pizza. Open 7 days a week at 2166 Broad Street in Patuxent Village, Cranston. Little Falls Bakery and Cafe. Stop in today.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. 84% of Americans now say they believe purchasing a home is a good financial decision. That's the highest since 2007, according to the National Association of Realtors. But Wendy Penn, manager of the Housing Opportunity Program at the association, says affordability is getting in the way, especially for some people.
We did find that those who were unmarried and the percentage of the population that were non-white did find it a little more troubling in terms of their ability to purchase a home, or a little less optimistic about their ability to purchase a home. So those who were white or college educated and married seem to have a more of a positive outlook in terms of housing affordability or their ability to purchase a home.
Overall, nationwide, housing affordability ranked fourth in the top five issues Americans are worried about after affordable health care, low wages and debt, and heroin and opioid abuse. 8 in 10 surveyed say the main advantage in owning a home is the opportunity to build equity. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
Once again, here is Waterfire Nights, Rhode Island, with your host, Bronwyn Denefelser, on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, hello, hello. We were just talking to Barnaby Evans about a wonderful celebration happening tomorrow in Memorial Park. It is for our three World War II veterans who are going to be receiving the Legion of Honor. We've got great guests that are going to be coming in. I have my co-host, Heather Oberg, from the VA, Providence Medical Center. And I think I put that right. Did I do that right, Heather?
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Good. So, and you know, and Heather works so closely with veterans from all conflicts and so many different things. And not only has Heather been spearheading with a whole committee of us, our Waterfire Salute to Veterans, everyone, it's our 5th year.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to be doing it on November 4th to kick off the week, because Veterans Day does fall on a Saturday.
Correct.
But there is going to be so many things. So we thought this should be a week celebration, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. And the state, you know, also does a whole bunch of stuff during the week, and all the veteran service organizations. So it really is like the beginning of the culmination of this week honoring the people who've served our country.
Can we call it the Big Bang Theory? The big fire theory. You know, we'll send it off with a bang.
Yeah,
and then
good.
Let everything just kind of roll on.
If you want to donate the fireworks, contact Waterfire.
Exactly. Oh, there's my... All right, so there's my producer, Ed Dunn, going, where's the money?
Ching, ching. The money!
But anyway, not only, Heather, we've been working on that, and we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, what we've got planned for November 4th and give people a heads up on that. But next week, the VA does so many things that people are just not aware of. And that's one of the best things about the Salute to Veterans Fire that I have found. And when we work together, is that we get to put a resource fair together to show people all of the different resources available to our veterans and what the VA offers. But let's talk about what's happening next week, because I found this to be so cool and so interesting.
So next week is our summer sports clinic, and it was started out up in Mount Sunapee, where the winter sports clinic is held for New England. And because Rhode Island is just like the perfect place for summer, New England VA has decided that we'll move it down here to Rhode Island. And the community has been so embracing of the whole thing. You know, the Omni Hotel, 12 acres, DMB, Dave and Buster's, excuse me, Sail to Prevail, Leaps of Faith, all these other organizations donate their time or give a reduced rate to the VA in order to host all of the veterans. So we have 48 veterans coming who bring their family and friends.
What is it called, though?
It's called the Summer Sports Clinic.
All right, the Summer Sports Clinic.
Correct.
Excellent.
And so I'm a person who volunteers with the Summer Sports Clinic. This is my third year. And I can honestly say it is literally the most rewarding week of my year, every year at work, because you get to know different veterans and meet them and learn about them and their families and when they served. And, you know, it's just, it's an incredible honor. I've had people come up to me and say, you know, do you like working for the federal government? And I go, I work for the best agency on earth. It is beyond an honor and a privilege to be able to work for people who served our country. It's just an amazing gift. So,
sorry, again, 48
veterans, 48 veterans from New England and other parts of the country come, and we do a myriad of activities. So we do golfing, and these are disabled veterans. So there's adaptive golfing, where someone who's a quadriplegic can be picked up in an adaptive chair and golf like you and I would be standing golfing. It's just incredible.
Well, one, no one would ever even want to see me golf standing. So anybody who can do it in any other way, oh, that's incredible.
But we have blind veterans water skiing.
Wow.
One year ago, there was a blind veteran who was in the paper, the Projo, and he said, I couldn't see where I was going, but I could feel it, and it was beautiful. He was standing up on water skis, blind. Like that, I couldn't get up on water skis. And I'm a seeing person if I tried.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. And and that's done by Leaps of Faith. And Sail to Prevail, we go sailing. We go kayaking. We do deep sea fishing and a beach day. And all of this is sponsored by different organizations, or their time is donated. And it's so awesome. And, you know, it gives the veterans the opportunity to try different adaptive sports and realize that it's not about what you're not able to do. It's about anything you're capable of doing.
And so what, you know, and it's funny because that resonates with what Barnaby was just saying about the World War II veterans, that, you know, and what you were saying is that they're spry, they're up, they're, and they're in their 90s. And talk about the intestinal fortitude it takes to just keep on moving through. And that's what you must see every day at the VA.
I do. And it's humbling. It's really humbling, and it really gives you a place to step back and gain some perspective on life and say, you know, there are people who are missing a leg, who keep trudging on, or missing a hand, or missing both legs, and they keep going, and they keep moving, and they get involved in these sports, and they do all these different activities, and, you know, if they can do it, well, I certainly can too. So it's really awesome. It's an awesome place to be.
I'm going to probably ask a funny question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But, you know, as Barnaby was saying, a lot of these veterans don't want to talk about, or they don't want it to be dumbed down, you know, especially if there's somebody who's had an injury or an amputee. And, you know, you get that funny, how do you approach somebody and how do you ask them about something? And I know that you've got two very smart young gentlemen who are your boys, who are twins, and, you know, out of the mouths of babes come probably some of the smartest questions and the best way to deal with people and speak to people, not deal with people, speak with people about their experiences. And you must see this a lot at the VA, but is it best to ask the direct question of how did that happen or what is that?
I think it really is veteran specific. I think it is. I think that some people really appreciate you going up to them and saying, what happened?
Which is, I think, what
one of my sons did to somebody, and I wanted to die because I work with, you know, people in this, and I'm very sensitive to people who have a disability. But they've never met anybody with a disability, and so they asked, and the person was very frank and honest and had a great conversation, and, you know, it gave me some perspective about, you know, how, you know, kids really see things differently than the rest of us do. They don't have all those prejudices that we have, or, you know, inhibitions. They just say, okay, let me ask the question. And so you meet, and some people who are disabled aren't necessarily from their service, like when they were in the service. things happen because of their service. Maybe, for example, Vietnam veterans who are diabetics, they maybe have been fine when they left Vietnam, but fast forward 30 years later, 50 years later now, and you know, they've lost a foot because of, you know, their diabetes is so.
Does that have to do with Agent Orange?
It does.
Yeah, my father was a Vietnam veteran,
yeah,
and experienced a lot of that as mm-hmm. well. But I want to get back quickly because we're going to have to take a break in a second. Then we're going to come back again and talk more about this great work that the VA is doing. But so this event that's happening next week, mm-hmm. can people come still participate in it or just witness it? Or
it's kind of predetermined in a way of who's participating. But I think if, you know, you wanted to donate or volunteer, if you wanted to be engaged or involved, you can contact our voluntary services office. The extension is 3002. The chief of voluntary services is Donna Russillo, mm-hmm. and she coordinates, really is a big coordinator this whole week. And so if you want to get involved or you want to donate a meal or something, please get in touch with us. She's the person to contact.
Well, because it takes a village.
It does take a village. You know, and Rhode Island is a great village to work in.
It totally is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break in a second. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about veteran services, the Providence VA Medical Center. What a great space and what great people to work with. And, yeah, we'll give you a little bit of a heads up about November 4th. And actually, I'm going to be talking a little bit about July 22nd because we've got Narragansett Bay Commission and we're talking about clear currents, and that means fish up through the water, through the fires, and lots of fun things to do with that. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser, your host. I'm here with my friend Heather Oberg from the Providence VA Medical Center. And I'm never going to get it right. It's going to go VA Medical Center from Providence. It'll be back and forth. But we want to talk about all the good work we're doing. And yeah, don't change that dial.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Still seeing backups on 295 south out by 122 in Cumberland due to a crash in that area. 295 northbound into 95 north hung up at Attleboro. 95 northbound, you'll feel that as well. Coming in on 195 westbound out of Seekonk, you're busy from Pawtucket Ave all the way into the split. Coming down 95 south from Branch Ave through town, you're busy up 95 north. Heavy as you approach 37 stays busy all the way up into town. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Brought to you by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181.
There are thousands of different rules in the Social Security Handbook. Are you confident that you know the right ones that apply to you? The wrong decision could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hi, I'm Andy Smith, and at Financial Engines, we believe there's no one-size-fits-all answer to claiming Social Security benefits. It's important to work with an advisor to understand the pros and cons of delaying benefits and how to avoid the hidden traps that could reduce them. As America's largest independent investment advisor, according to Investment News, Financial Engines is there for more than 9 million people. We provide objective, personal, and comprehensive planning advice. Call Financial Engines, 800-791-7210, and we'll connect you with a financial advisor in your area who will help create a retirement and Social Security benefits plan so you don't risk leaving anything on the table. Call Financial Engines today, 800-791-7210, for your free, no-obligation financial review. That's 800-791-7210, 800-791-7210.
Welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser on AM 790 Talk and Business. Our special guest today is Nicole from the Providence VA Medical Center, talking about good things that are happening right around the corner. Once again, here's Bronwyn.
Well, I'm going to speak for Bronwyn because she's trying to get herself unstuck from the chair. But Thank you all for listening. And that was a great little intro of Waterfalls by TLC. Love that song.
All right. So I wasn't not unstuck from the chair. You make it sound like somebody glued my bottom to the chair. My headphones got stuck in the wheels. So everybody, if you could have just imagine somebody like, you know.
It was a fantastic visual.
Yeah, it was a great visual. Leaned over going, please say something until I can get this unwrapped. But anyways, welcome back. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. We've been talking a lot about a wonderful event happening tomorrow at 6 o'clock in Memorial Park. Legion of Honor Awards going to three incredible men from World War II. And what a great, wonderful synchronicity and collaboration we have had with the French for years. And my dear friend Rose Weaver will be singing. And there'll be also the Brass Quintet, right, from Coast Guard?
Yes.
Heather, and, you know, Bob Burke. And you got to know Bob Burke if you live in Rhode Island, because he is the man that created, you know, the Heritage Trail, or, you know, that green line that you walk through, that Providence, and it tells you the history of everything. And owner of Pot au Feu, just a wonderful man, and he's going to be savoring some champagne in celebration. But we were just talking, Heather, moving past that, we were talking about the events happening next week and the things that the Providence VA is doing. And so, again, let's just, for people who might just be tuning in right now, what's the name of the event?
It's the Summer Sports Clinic. So the VA nationally does a national summer sports clinic. I don't know where it is this year, but unfortunately for us, some of our regular veterans won't be able to attend because it's the same week as this week. But it's also awesome because now we get a lot of new veterans this year to come. And so they're going to be sailing and kayaking and deep sea fishing and water skiing and cycling and, you know, on Johnson's Pond and down at Point Judith and in Newport. I mean, just fantastic venues to go to, and to Buttonwood Golf Course, which is an adaptive golf course for handicapped people. So just great venues. It's going to be a great time. Totally rewarding for those of us, myself included, who get to participate as staff to assist and volunteer and help. So it's going to be a great week. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I want to ask you more about that, because working with veterans, I'm sure you really have to. It's one of the things. It's more of what I would call a calling than a job. Mm. What brought you to that?
So I got my master's in public administration and realized when I was getting it that I really was interested in healthcare, and I had gone to PC, and so I realized that the VA was around the corner and never knew that. And I thought, you know, that's where I need to be. I come from a family of veterans, and, you know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. And so I got very lucky and was able to take on a position there. And I've been there almost 10 years in November. So it's been a while. And it's a great place. You know, my father is deceased now. And so, you know, I get to see people who are of his age. And, you know, it kind of brings me back to what would he be doing now, and how would he be hanging out. And, you know, you see people who are grandparents who bring their grandchildren with them for their appointments. And it gets a little nostalgic. But in my office, I have a picture of my grandfather and my father in their uniform. And they look gorgeous. And so it's an amazing, humbling experience. I would never work anywhere else at this point in my career or in my life.
Are you finding that the people coming back from conflicts now, or like the most recent conflicts, are they taking advantage of the VA medical resources that are out there?
They are, and I think it's because of the outreach that we do. And, you know, we have this partnership with the Rhode Island National Guard and, you know, the State Department of Veterans Affairs, where we engage them and they learn all about their benefits, and they come to our hospital for what's a post-deployment event. So they really get to understand and know the VA. And we also have a program entirely dedicated to transitioning veterans coming out of the OEF, OIF, OND conflicts. So I think that we try to capture them all. And, you know, and a lot of them are very young. And when you're in your mid-20s, healthcare and, you know, what you're going to do is really not.
I wasn't thinking about it, were you?
Yeah, actually, I was, but that's the kind of person I am. I was thinking about my 401k and what time, when will my healthcare kick in. But you don't.
Living on your couch.
When you come home from conflict, you want to come home and visit your family. You want nothing to do with going to a hospital and learning about this. So what we try to do is keep in touch. And when they're ready, they come in. And what's nice is we have the VBA, which is the benefit side of the Veterans Affairs Administration. And so it's kind of like one-stop shopping now. You can go and get your claims put in and come and enroll in healthcare. And we are seeing a lot of younger veterans come through now and utilizing the healthcare system. And it was really because of like Vietnam veterans and World War II veterans and Korea veterans that helped push the VA to where it is now and really created a stellar healthcare system.
And I think that we need to remember that sometimes, especially for the guys coming back now, that it is the moms, it is mm-hmm. the dads, it is the wives, the mm-hmm. sisters that are hearing like yeah. our conversation that we're having now going, hey, there are things that are available. And that's what I get so excited about when you and I start planning with our whole group, the Salute to Veterans, and that VA Resource Center, because there's so many things that one just does not know is available to them, and it's at their fingertips.
Yeah, and we like to, you know, spice it up a little and bring some new organizations in every year. So, and we'll try to do that again this year. But it's just, it's nice for people to come up and, you know, say, well, I'm a Vietnam veteran and I don't want to take away healthcare from my fellow veterans. And then we get to educate them on, you're not, you're helping fellow veterans by enrolling in our healthcare system and getting your healthcare with us. The monies that are brought in, because we get paid by the number of veterans we serve, help to serve others who may be sicker than you or need more care. So it's awesome.
There's a lot of misnomers
Correct.
About what happens at the VA, and there's also a lot of misunderstanding about what one can actually have their access
yeah.
to.
Yeah, and we are a 5-star in quality at the Providence VA, and you're in a 5-star VISN in New England. So we're number 9 in the country of the all 146 VAs. So, I mean, imagine that. Being at the number 9 hospital, and Boston Healthcare System is the number 2 hospital. So, I mean, it's pretty insane.
So we do some amazing things here, Little Rhody, don't we?
We do. We are fantastic in Rhode Island.
And we do our big water fire salute to veterans
yes,
on November 4th.
Yes, no one 4th. Else does.
No, I think that we are going to be trumping everything when it comes to our celebration of our men and women that have served us, and we are planning it. We still need sponsors. We need lots of volunteers, and we need help, right?
Yes, we do.
And Heather and I, yeah. Thank you, Ed, because we do need somebody. We totally do. And anybody that wants to be part of it, please reach out to Bronwyn at waterfire.org or Anya at waterfire.org. Heather's always available, but this woman is working so hard doing everything she's doing at the VA that I'm not even going to put your number out there.
Oh, it's okay.
Dear.
It's heather.oberg@va.gov. So if you're interested in the Resource Center, please let me know.
Yeah, and again, everybody, so next week we're going to be talking about July 22nd, and that is a big, huge, full lighting. And again, we're going to have the Japanese koi fish, clear currents. We're going to be celebrating clean water. But I've had such a great pleasure today to be able to talk about the event tomorrow. Come on, show up. Those 3 men showed up for us.
Yeah.
And we are here because of them. So at 6 o'clock p.m. tomorrow in Memorial Park at the World War II Monument, please help us celebrate and induct these men into their Legion of Honor.
Yeah. Awesome. Amazing.
Heather, thank you so much for co-hosting.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're going to come back. We're going to be bringing you back, talking about veterans. And everyone out there, I hope that the rain is going to stop sometime soon, we hope. Have a wonderful time. I hope to see you tomorrow. Listen, Waterfire sits in God's pocket, and this celebration for these 3 gentlemen from World War II will not be lost. Go to the Waterfire website, waterfire.org, and you'll be able to find information there. And yeah, you've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid. Thank you for keeping us alight, National Grid. And yeah, everybody, see you tomorrow, hopefully. And if not, I hope that we'll be in your ears next Thursday. Bye. Thank you.